Yep.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Okay, I will bring this meeting to start. We are being recorded. Let me see, pursuant to the Government Code, Section 54944, the Brown Act, the members of the public shall be afforded an opportunity to speak on any agenda item, provided they are first recognized by the committee chair out of respect for the meeting and others in attendance. Please turn off all cell phones or put them on the silent mode. Just thought of that. The irrigation committee is responsible for maintaining, it must not be ringing because somebody just called me. The irrigation committee is responsible for maintaining an orderly meeting. Carol, would you call roll?
Carla.
Oh, Carla, okay. John Duarte. No, it's Carol does the. Carol needs to come in and do the.
Oh, it is Carol, okay, so.
Unless you want to be second.
No. I thought I heard Jerry say, correct you and say Carla.
Yeah, I thought she was talking.
Oh, okay.
Was Carol supposed to be calling roll?
Carol can't hear you apparently.
And she's muted. At the ear.
Go ahead, have a seat. Come in the driver's seat.
No, I don't want to drive.
You're a driver today.
Okay, I'm counting the roll. For the committee members, John Duarte. Ray Griffiths.
Yeah.
Christy McKay, she is on Zoom.
Yeah, just.
Can't hear her.
Eric Mead. Not here. Carla Sutton.
Here.
And Bill Zirkle.
Here.
That's 1, 2, 3. With her on Zoom, does that count?
Yeah, Zoom is present.
Oh, and the two liaison peoples, Director Stewart.
Here.
Here, and Director Seaman is here.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to adopt the agenda?
So move. Second.
We have a motion by Ray Griffith and a second by Bill Zirkle. Okay, whoops. We have to do the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, now I'm up where I'm supposed to be.
Okay, so we adopt the agenda now you got it.
The public forum, any member of the public have anything to address for the irrigation committee? Thank you.
I thought you were going to read the whole paragraph.
No, you have something. Speak up. This is your chair.
If you have something to say.
Mind if I sit instead of getting up there?
Introduce yourself.
I'm Bonnie Neely. I'm on the Finance Committee, and I was on the GPUD board from 2008 to 2012, treasurer for 2 years. If there's not a legal reason to have the Brown Act in the agenda, does it really matter if you're going to get together and discuss irrigation issues? Why do you need the Brown Act, an agenda described by apparently the president of the board? And I would like to see something that is looser so that even if it turns out you have to come under Brown Act and follow an agenda, that there be an item where people can comment or bring in a new idea. Or Ray mentions something and everybody goes, oh yeah, what about? I mean, something that I have not been an irrigation customer, but I've walked a lot of the ditches and I know where a lot of places are and what are some of the issues. And so there may be a time when you remember somebody's comment or how they solved the problem or whatever, and I'd like to see an agenda loose enough so that if that happens, you can respond without violating the agenda.
Well, anytime we go through a agenda item, there will be an opportunity for the public to comment. So at any point, there will be an opportunity for you to bring something up.
Another question. Why do you feel the Brown Act is important for an irrigation committee?
Go ahead.
What the Brown Act specifically does is it allows the public to comment and interact on the different agenda items. If we weren't following the Brown Act, it wouldn't be required at all to take any public comment, and it wouldn't even be required to have a public meeting. We could meet without an agenda, sit around and talk in a room, but you know, once you open that up, you still could advise the board if the board asks you to, but I think that you lose a lot of the official capacity to advise the board if you aren't having, you know, an agenda and then also public comment on that agenda and public involvement and doing it in front of the public as well.
And it's for transparency.
Yeah.
That's a big reason why the Brown Act is around. It's for government transparency, and that's what we're here to do.
Right, you could do the same thing without the Brown Act, without all of the...
Because we're a government agency and we'll have the legal opinion at next meeting to bring toward to the committee so we can get this cleared up. So at this point, we're going to run it as a Brown Act committee until we...
Hear otherwise.
Yeah. And then get the official opinion. And shortly, I'm going to be turning the meeting over and it will become this committee's recommendation as it moves forward. Okay.
We did adopt the agenda, right?
We already did that.
We did the public forum? Yeah.
Are you running it or am I running it?
No, you're running it.
Okay.
I'm older when I get lost.
Anybody bring the deck to it? I don't think we have to do the irrigation committee member and comments and reports since we don't have it and we haven't got to that point yet. So under new business, we need an election of committee officers. And I want to make sure, can we hear Christy? Because I know she was talking earlier and I couldn't hear her.
Well, she's muted right now.
I can't hear her. Can anybody hear her?
She may be muted, I guess.
Hold on.
At least I
can't
hear her.
See, I'm in charge. I got all these
things driving
for me.
I mean, the good part is we can elect you for
powerful,
something and you
it?
Can't say no.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. It looks like the president.
Yeah.
President, vice president.
Can you hear
me?
Sure. Man.
Christy, can you talk? Okay.
Oh, better.
Can you hear
I like that. Can you talk?
Can you hear me okay?
Hey.
There it is.
There we go.
Okay, good.
Okay, so we have an election for the committee of officers. I guess we do it like a nomination. Does anybody want to be nominated? Does anybody want to volunteer to be chairman? There's four people, three positions.
Yeah, don't everybody.
Yeah,
speak
I nominate
at once.
Ray.
For chairman.
For chairman.
Sounds good to me.
So there's a motion and a second to have Ray?
A second, yeah.
So Carla nominated, Bill seconded. I guess we would have to have a roll call vote.
I guess I'm going to need to talk to the people. We'll start with Ray.
Since there's only three of us.
Four of us.
Oh.
You have the lady in the sky.
I vote no.
Okay.
No.
Bill. Turkle.
Oh, yes.
Carla.
Well, I'm going to vote no. If he doesn't want to do it, I'm not going to make him do it.
Okay, we're in trouble. Christy.
Aye.
Okay, we got two, four, yes. And two again.
It's two and two. So.
And nobody else is here.
We don't have a tiebreaker, so.
So do we just move on now? I nominate Bill.
Yeah, I decline him. I'm at too many other things that I have to put my energies to.
Well, Lord.
I have to be on the board.
How about
to
okay.
Do that stuff?
Christy.
Christy, she might be really good.
Yeah.
Yep.
I nominate Christy.
No.
Well, looks this like is, Carla's this, the one.
This is for the vice chairman position.
I know. I'd rather just be a member at this point.
Well, we only have four people here out of six, and we have three positions to fill. And if we can't... Is that yes?
No. So who is present?
We have no chairman yet. So
I asked, who are the four members present? Me, Carla, Ray, and who?
Bill Truffle.
Okay. I nominate Bill.
He's already
denied.
Already declined.
Okay, I'm going to just nominate myself.
Okay.
Okay, let's get this moving on.
I'll second it.
There we go.
Is this for the chairman or vice chairman?
It doesn't matter. I just let's get this done.
Okay, let's try this one more time. I would like to, on the floor, of who is willing to be chairman of the board, of the committee?
I am.
All approve or all? Do we have yeses?
Yes.
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 Okay,
we got a chairman.
There's three yeses.
Do we have a vice chair?
Yeah, I'd rather be vice chair than secretary. I can see the numbers are coming down.
Okay, we have nominated Bill Turkle for vice chair. Okay. All in favor.
Need a second? Or
yes.
I'll second it.
Fine.
Okay, call the vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Say yes.
Yes.
Christy? Bill?
Aye.
There you go. Okay, so we got Bill in. Okay, secretary?
Okay, Christy, come on, girl.
Yep.
I can't listen and take notes and participate. It's just not in my game plan. I'm sorry.
Can you be secretary?
If I have to do minutes,
I would like to know what the secretary is obligated to do.
Yeah.
I have to take notes through the whole thing.
You know that sort of thing.
Okay, eventually, if you want to be chairman, I'm very good at taking notes and talking and all that.
Eventually, you could end up doing minutes. I mean, right now, we have...
Well, for this meeting, your policy actually says the secretary takes minutes.
Yeah. I'm very good at doing stuff like
your
that. I've got a background, but I'm good at leading. I'm just, I'm not, you know, whatever.
Can we step back here then? Ray, would you... Chairman?
I really don't want to, but fine, I'll be chairman.
Oh, this is killing me.
Thank you.
So we withdraw your position now?
That was the quickest.
We're rearranging things
rearranging.
On the fly here.
Okay, so what we're doing is the chairman is Ray.
Thank you, Ray.
The vice chairman is Ray, or is Bill, yeah. And the secretary is Carla.
Yes. We got this.
Everybody approved this?
Yes.
Slate of candidates?
Yes.
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 And I'll help you
We're
in
done.
Any way I can, you know. Well, I mean, whatever.
I am now turning this over to the new chairman. And what we need to, or do I need to go to the public? Does the public have anything to add to this? Wonderful.
I see a head shaking no. I would join him if I could.
So the next thing we have is the Irrigation Committee roles and responsibility. We need to go over that, but this is going to be run by our chairman.
Oh. Where? What is it that I'm supposed to be doing?
I think this one.
This?
Yep.
Yeah, this.
Everybody get there. It basically goes over the roles and responsibility.
So should I just read through it?
If you want to read through it, you want me to read through it, I don't care.
I don't particularly care. Do we have to take an action on it?
You're supposed to be going through it and get an overview of how the committee is supposed to work, and then you have sort of a guideline for how we're supposed to be running this group. And do you have a copy of this, Bonnie?
The policy, yes.
Okay.
This is a draft policy that the board put together. And on item 6, it says role of the committee. They specifically, in the blue writing, you'll see it says additional mission to be provided by the committee. So if you think your role should be something different or added to, now's the time to speak up.
And if you guys want to just review this document and have it appear under old business the next meeting, and then you can have recommendations, then you don't need to review it. Item by item now.
I think that's a great idea. Yeah.
I think it is time to study it.
And I have one thing, Mr. Chairman, that I did not bring up earlier.
Okay.
Okay. This is just an overview for everybody in this meeting. The members of the public are advised that while attending GPUD board or committee meetings, they must refrain from disturbing staff while present in the office. The public is not to enter the district office for purpose of conducting personal business during these kind of meetings. You're here for the meetings and you're not here to do other, business. Committee members are reminded they are members of the public and not district staff. They are also to refrain from disturbing the staff while present at the district office. Committee members must not conduct personal business. If any non-staff member needs to use a restroom, it's not going to matter today. But if we're running the meeting when the staff is there, we will need to escort you back to the bathroom and back.
Yeah, in future meetings, we're going to have a porta potty out here and use that door to come in and out instead of the front door.
Oh, okay.
Until we make some modifications.
So, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I'm still lost. I don't know where. Are we going through this? What are we doing?
You would need a motion, like if you want to table it until the next meeting and come back to
okay.
it.
I make a motion to table it until the next meeting so we can study it.
You have a second?
Aye.
Motion a second to table the role and responsibility information until our next meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay.
Yes, this is a member of the public speaking. Is it all right if I speak now?
Please.
Is it possible for the roles and responsibilities of this irrigation committee to be made public?
Is this a public document?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it should be part of the board pack. It's the... Did it get to the web?
I'm not sure, because it's a draft policy.
Yeah, it'll be attached to the next board pack for sure, so the public can review it. And then they could make comments on it at that time, so that they
so
can...
So it's not possible to get a copy of that prior to the next meeting?
Yeah, it'll be listed on the next meeting and part of the board pack.
Okay. This is supposed to be...
Yep.
Okay. Where are we going now?
You're on C.
Oh, I'm from this first page. Establish regular meeting time, draft policy, section 7. Committee shall meet at least quarterly and more often if needed or requested by the board or the committee. Do we take it out? Do we adopt this? What do we do with this?
Well, you could make a recommendation. Am I supposed to be opening my mouth at this time? I never.
No, that's fine. Because
please explain, because we don't know what.
You know what? I know. And I, let me.
That's why I'm lost. I don't know where we are.
So, how often did the irrigation water committee meet and prior committees?
Well, the finance committee meets monthly.
Yeah. So what you guys would probably want to do is just meet quarterly.
Or we may want to meet every, you know, every month or right
every
now.
Every month during the irrigation season.
Right.
But
yeah. After that.
After that, I would just meet quarterly, and that would be to review, the irrigation season, when we get the snowpack report and things of that nature. So you could make recommendations to the board as a whole. If we have to, like a serious drought, if we have to shorten the irrigation season based upon snowpack and different data, you guys could review that and then make your recommendations to the board. So it should be quarterly for sure.
Yeah.
But during the summer months, especially when the water's flowing, I would agree with Director Siemens to go monthly.
Yeah, and probably just before season to be.
Yeah, starting.
So like, you know.
February.
March. Yeah,
or
February, March,
like
April, right in there for sure. Mm-hmm. So that everything's sort of laid out and a little more organized.
That makes sense.
And whatever else you guys may want to come up with.
So if we're going to establish a regular meeting time, this discussion should all be included. And so during the irrigation season, we meet monthly, and other times a minimum of quarterly. So is that what I hear?
Right. Monthly or as needed?
As needed.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect.
Or as requested.
Right, there you go.
Okay.
So you may want to meet, the board meets every
month,
second Tuesday. So you may want to time it maybe before or after that or whatever, you know, so that the board has time to consider what you guys say. So setting a specific time, you know, first Thursday or whatever you want to do.
I mean, currently we're at the third Thursday. We can't meet the fourth Thursday because that's finance committee. So the next third Thursday is going to be 2 days after the board meeting. We could do the third Thursday if that works for everybody.
The third Thursday?
Which would be the 16th of June for our next meeting. Is that okay with everybody?
Yes, third Thursday.
Christy?
Yeah, I was just curious, do we need to meet before the next board meeting or just, you know, that was the question that somebody had, to review things prior to the meeting, I guess. Meeting 2 days after the board meeting, we would get recommendations and such to consider for the next meeting. Is that correct?
Hopefully.
And
this would give us also time if we meet, since, you know, we're new and fresh at this. Just breaking through some of this stuff of what, you know, you as a committee feels are important. If you know, you feel that there needs to be some education, or something, then you can pull something together and bring it to the board at the next meeting. Just looking at, okay, like you go through the next meeting, we should be going over old business will be the roles and responsibilities. So we go through that and make sure it will accommodate what needs to be done, and if you have any more recommendations for any changes on this. Mm-hmm. As Director Stewart popped up with, has an error that says no more than 5 public members. Well, the board has already voted that we would increase that to 7 since we have 6 on it currently. So that is one change that has to be made on the, right now, that's already needs to be made because it was actually voted on by the board. So it's things like that we're gonna have to go through and get these corrections and figure out where we're at.
We can always change, like if the third Thursday does not work, then we change it to the first Monday or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, the only Thursday we know is busy is the fourth Thursday of the month.
So.
And the second Tuesday. And do you have any comments? Public? And I'm not running this meeting, he is. I was just talking.
I'm not sure whether I am or not. Yes, Bonnie.
Bonnie Neely, George Tampa. If you're advisory to the board, why would you have your next meeting 2 days after the board meets?
It just happens to be that way on the calendar.
But can't you change it?
We can change it to any day, whatever day they want to do, but next, the month after, it would be a week and a half after the board meeting. So, it's either they're going to have to meet within the next 2 weeks.
Okay, of course, I don't know whether we're going to come up with any recommendations.
Can we meet the first Thursday?
I mean, we're going to have to get our groove in.
Well, you might realize that even though you have it on the third Thursday, it's still going to be before the next board meeting.
Correct.
It'll always be before the next board meeting. Yeah. It just won't be this one that's probably.
So I'm guessing the regular meeting time, this sentence could read, committee shall meet monthly during irrigation season or at least quarterly and more often if needed or requested by the board or the committee.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
That sound?
I like it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Did the secretary catch all that?
I did. It's locked in here.
Okay. So that's the regular meeting time. Do we need to take that action on
you that? You might want to set an actual time, right?
I mean, because the one thing about
the day and time of the day.
Yeah, time of the day. You know,
are we meeting in this room?
Yes.
On Thursdays.
Currently. Uh-huh.
Is there a reason that we want
every time I've ever come up to the front door, it's been locked, and so somebody has to unlock the door to allow
us. We'll be going in the side.
Okay.
I like this.
That door, someone has to be here to unlock that door. Is someone going to take that responsibility?
Yes.
A staff member.
That's why he gets paid the big bucks to be here and do this.
Great. I'm glad to hear that.
So the day is the 6th, June 16th. The time is?
You're asking me.
I'm just trying to drill it down.
You're way ahead of me. So June 16th.
5:30.
No.
I guess, huh?
She says 4:00.
It's dinner time. I would prefer a little earlier in the afternoon.
One of the other policies said that committee meetings cannot meet after 4:30 because staff go home.
Well, for next month, I think we're okay with that until we get some other things figured out.
Yep.
So if we want to have it, and we do want to try to keep it after hours for the next meeting, and we can change the time and meet the time after that, if that's okay. We're shuffling
what did we decide? At 5:30?
For the next meeting.
For the next meeting.
Yeah.
And then you can look at it at 4:00 or whatever.
And that's June 16th?
Yeah.
And it's only just until we're trying to get things reorganized in this room. So once that gets done, then by next meeting we'll know what all of our parameters are.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Okay.
Is there this
next item is discuss possible adjustment to season. I have no idea what that's talking about.
May I comment? You closed the meeting too fast. May I comment again on the meetings?
Please.
Okay. The meetings are great. What
they are
me a lack is that the season's been on for 3 weeks. If a user is not happy or something goes wrong, you know he will be calling into the office immediately. So you already have maybe 3 weeks worth of feedback. And why wouldn't you invite the operations manager or the field operation manager to come in and give us some feedback?
So,
because then that gives you subjects to proceed on instead of kind of.
So this board can only like agenda item six, agenda items for next irrigation committee meeting. They're going to come up with some items, and then they're going to submit that to the board, and then the board's going to decide essentially the agenda. The board's going to be directing the irrigation committee to tackle different problems. So the only thing that they can discuss is on the agenda, and that's going to be decided by the board. And that's not, I mean, if the board says, yeah, we want all the complaints that have come in aired to the irrigation committee for them to review, then absolutely that's what we would do.
Well, they aren't necessarily all complaints.
People usually are more prone to.
There may be compliments coming our way, but.
Or donuts.
Or donuts.
So the way I understand it, we can't bring anything on our own. The board has to direct it to us.
Yeah, you could bring it, like you can make recommendations for what you want to discuss at the next irrigation committee meeting, and then that will go before the board, and the agenda will be set on that. So that since this one, the next board meeting, and then this meeting happens 2 days after that, there's not enough time for posting. And then, it always comes down to the chairman, me, and the board president. We determine the agenda, or we finalize the agenda.
Because what I'd be interested in is how many complaints you get and what the complaints are about as far as the irrigation goes, because sometimes that'll be the meat of the problem, you know, because keeping the customer happy, you know, if there's something going on someplace, you know.
So discussing possible adjustment to the season, you know, that could be on every single agenda. Right now, Stumpy's still 100% full. We are in a termed by the state a severe drought. But right now, Stumpy's 100% full. And I mean, you guys could.
and changing.
That was the driving force for what my interest was, that I thought Stumpy wouldn't be 100% full. And then what are we going to do?
Yeah, but it's still spilling. So,
from what I gather, it's only reservoir in California that's spilling.
Kind
of wonder why we're doing this.
Forest
anyway.
Hills is spilling.
Pardon me?
Forest Hills Reservoir.
Oh, are they? Really?
Whatever, it's spilling.
Yeah, don't advertise it too much at one.
Lucky them.
And the other thing on the changing the irrigation, it could be the front end and the back end. It's not just.
Sure.
If we run into a crisis, it's probably going to be out of this committee's hand anyway. It's going to be dictated and it's going to have to happen. And there is, I believe, we agendized the July meeting will be the determining of June or July, will be the discussion on to shorten or not to shorten the season because of the drought. But as a committee, you know, changing the irrigation season, adjustment to the season, could be that you're bringing to the board for a future that in this month out of the year, say February or March, you're discussing, say we've had a wet year or whatever, you're going to look at, okay, are we going to leave it for May 1st and maybe we're going to make it 2 weeks later and have it start May 15th and then push out October. This is something that can be brought up at any time to the board and it can be voted on.
I'm very interested in that because when we started irrigation season this year, I didn't need the water. I was wet.
Yeah. So I mean, that's what,
that's
how it used to be.
So that's one of the things you can put down for the on a list of what things you want on the agenda for the meeting. I don't know if that one's such a crisis right now, but that's, you know.
It's a problem having too much water.
Yeah.
Please.
Is there not a requirement that if the season's going to change, we have to notify the customers at least 30 days in advance?
Right, that's why we're talking January, February, until...
That's why reviewing is at this meeting each month through the summer. We might have to say we have to shorten the season, so we've got to get the notices out and so forth.
Well, that's why there's going to be in the July meeting a discussion on that topic, because that's when it's going to happen. And then we'll give that 30 days notice.
Okay. So, any action for discuss possible adjustment to season?
Apparently not. Mm-hmm. We still have water spilling out of Stumpy. It's kind of pointless to talk about restricting the amount of water we use.
And then for the irrigation system map and easements, we have the irrigation map up there. We don't make it public. You guys can check it out here, but just because there's critical infrastructure on the map, you know, it's not a good idea to have it broadcast, if you will. And then it's all color-coded with what's pipelined, what's not.
These little lines are roads, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What am I looking at?
It's the colored lines there that's the ditch.
Yeah, right.
And then for the easements, all the easements that we have are unadjudicated prescriptive easements. And so the unadjudicated part just means that they aren't written down. The prescriptive easements are just to keep the water flowing. Like we can't go in and clear cut like PG&E.
Right. So
I think if we did,
in reality, it was all mining related that was adopted by, and then became.
Yeah. And then we're 25 feet from center line of the ditch.
Oh, is that right? No.
And that's that big of an easement is if the ditch washes out, we can move it in order to keep that water flowing.
Could you maintain that area so that your ditch tenders wouldn't have to walk it and maybe take a vehicle, which would sure cut the cost of labor for checking the ditch?
What do you mean by, we have a little four-wheeler Polaris.
Yeah.
And they take that, you know, upcountry primarily, where they could drive along the ditch. And then some places, you know, it's unfeasible to take that down the ditch.
Sometimes monitoring stuff like that saves you a bunch, because, you know, you could be getting a leak, something could be happening. And if you had easy access to that where somebody could, you know, do that in a short amount of time, it might save you a whole bunch of money.
Yeah.
That's a whole bunch of money.
Yeah. That's, we're paying the freight.
We all got it. I got it, everybody.
Yeah.
And we'll have that irrigation map up, you know, each meeting, so you guys can review it. And when we're discussing a specific area or something along those lines, we can, you know, take a look so that everyone knows what we're talking about.
Okay, so is there any other action that we need to take? It looks to me like we're at the end, unless someone has agenda items for the next irrigation.
Can I make a talk?
This is a member of the public. Is there a timing sequence to when they clear the ditch of any debris that's there or trees that are down to keep the access to the ditch open? In other words, that 25-foot easement, I believe you're calling it, needs to be cleaned and trees taken away that have fallen across it. Is there a specific area that they say, okay, in 2 weeks we do this area, and we do this next area next week? Is there anything like that?
So we aren't allowed to clear cut that easement. When you're thinking of easement, you're thinking of what Mountain Enterprises is doing with the power lines. Specifically, our easement is prescriptive, which means we're only allowed to keep the water flowing. So, you know, we do what's needed to keep the water flowing. If a tree falls across the ditch and it starts overflowing the ditch, we could remove that tree from the ditch. But we can't go and start cutting trees on private land within that 25 foot unless it is blocking flow currently.
So if the tree is across the ditch but not blocking flow, and you can't get your truck or something, you cannot clear that tree?
I mean, if it's not blocking flow, then that wouldn't even be considered an issue for the most part. I mean, we're mainly dealing with the size of our staff. We're mainly dealing with keeping the water flowing. We are having some new asset management software coming online, and we are gonna put the whole ditch in that software because our ditch line is in GIS, and we are gonna separate out that ditch into pieces so that we can do maintenance and review each section. And then in the asset management software, we can also do scheduling of staff. And then when they complete that check or whatever, it populates inside that software, so we have accountability going forward, and we can really track where we've had problems, what's been inspected. If a tree's across the ditch, where it's just a matter of time before it's blocking flow, they can make a note of that when they're walking the ditch, and then we can schedule that for future maintenance.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
So what about the block roads?
Yeah, I was just going to ask that same thing.
That are down in the ditch.
I mean, so this is really I completely agree. So if we cleared 25 feet...
I'm not talking to
you. No, but
just,
if we did...
Just... No, clear the ditch.
If we cleared 25 feet of the full ditch all the way down, we would probably save 3/4 of the water that goes down that ditch.
Right.
Especially in the afternoon when the plants all suck it up.
Oh yeah, the plants take a lot.
But this is a money equation.
Right.
I mean, and then you know.
Well, right. Then you got the scenario of like previous boards I've listened to where they say how much water is flowing down that ditch and how much water the irrigation customers are getting, and how it's so not cost effective to have irrigation. I mean, I'm sure you guys have all heard the song. And the fact that if we have that much water being taken out, isn't it, you know, ultimately it's losing, we're losing as much as, or part of what we're supposed to be getting. And if it flows smoother, cleaner, then ultimately we would get a better product.
That's true, but I'm just saying it's a money equation.
Right, and I'm not looking at 25 feet. I mean, would like to see just the ditch where you can
like
see
the
ditch.
It's like the discussion about putting it all in a pipeline. Wouldn't that be the best? Of course it would be the best.
But it costs too much.
Or would it be the best because we would
have... Well, you'd have 75 miles of pipeline, and
that's
not going to happen.
The maintenance on a 3-foot...
Yeah, that's true.
...diameter pipe, 4-foot diameter pipe in places where we have to replace that every 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Well,
in any case, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, right.
You would have to do more angles and more whatever.
Do we spray the ditches and use any type of like roundup or anything like that to keep, which I'm very glad, but you hear rumors about that too, so I feel better.
Well, you don't know what's going...
What's
coming down the ditch, like to where I'm at one of the ends, so right. It's like I'm getting whatever anybody's throwing out there. And that's why I was gonna bring up one thing that I would, you know, like you guys to consider is some kind of outreach material on educating irrigation customers on what they forgot, what they never knew.
Put nothing in the ditch you wouldn't want to drink.
Yeah, basically keep your cows out.
So this would come under topics to be discussed.
Yes.
At future meetings.
Yes. Agenda yeah. items for next irrigation committee.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, something like that.
Something. Yeah.
Okay. And that one of the things we have problems with operations, the majority of the complaints that we do hear are lack of water pressure, or the pressure goes down in the middle of the day, and the primary cause of that isn't us. I mean, so we have 75 miles of ditch. We figure out how many inches each person has. We open the gates to that amount, and when you start taking water, you have your valve all the way open, or your the amount you're supposed to taking it. What happens though is people get too much water, so they go up and they turn down the valve. And now we have too much water, so then we have to shut down that ditch some, and it takes a day, sometimes two, for that water to get adjusted to that flow. So they shut it down at the diversion, so it takes 2 days before we make that adjustment, and then you come out the next day, now it's 2 days later, and you're like, oh, I need more water, so you turn it back on. And then when you turn it back on,
I don't have any.
People on the end of the line are like, they're calling us and say, we don't got no water, because everyone's adjusting their own thing, and that's actually against the policy. But if we're going to discuss outreach, I as a general manager, and I can't make suggestions, but
seems like that would be a good thing to explain, even if it doesn't fix anything. But maybe that'd be another topic.
And hot days. When it happens.
Well, and the other thing is like on the Cherry Acres ditch, where it comes across 193, I've never seen it, but the ditch tenders tell me there's a screen up there where it goes under 193, and it gets clogged with a bunch of stuff. If a bunch of stuff's coming down, it stops the amount of water that's coming down to the end of the box, you know.
Besides the one up on the hill.
Yeah. So, that's just maintenance things.
So it seems like under future topics, that and some, you know, education for ditch users and something just about in general, a description of the season and how that happens would all be future topics.
Okay.
And then maybe needing what is in place now that irrigation customers get. I mean, we all got it, but did we read it again?
What's that?
Well, you get a piece of paper every year that has a certain amount of information on it when you're applying for your water.
Right.
And so maybe what needs to be looked at is what that says. And that's the baseline and what we move forward. You guys move forward with. I'm trying to create something better. And they're, you know, the new people. You know, what do the new people get that have irrigation? The people that have just bought houses in the area. Now they want ditch water. What does that mean to you, really?
Are there new customers on irrigation? There are now?
Well, because I know, like in my neighborhood, we've had people buy.
Most people
buy.
Don't live forever, at least I.
Well, you
speaking
buy,
only
you
for
buy
myself.
A piece of property and
right.
that,
yeah.
and you and it had ditch
that's
water.
How I got mine.
That's
yeah.
how I got mine. Well, yeah. I know where I live. There's new owners.
Right.
So, what information do they get on educating them on congratulations, you're now in the system. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
So this for this next agenda, I'm gonna, since we don't have a board meeting before to set the agenda, I'll just call Saunders, or I won't call him. I'll actually email him with UCC'd as the chairman. Mm-hmm. These are the suggested items that the irrigation committee would like to discuss at the next agenda, and then we'll if he agrees, we'll just set the agenda. And then if there's a disagreement, we can discuss it.
All right, that sounds reasonable.
I have a question. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Can we get a copy of the policy, the you know, GPUD irrigation policies or standards or anything that we can review so that we understand the system? And I would also like to reiterate that it would be great to have the operations manager speak to us at our next meeting and give us an overview, you know, a presentation or something that explains some of the things that we've discussed today.
The other thing is we need to also get they need to be put on tour. Each one of the irrigation board members needs to have a tour of the system. Mm-hmm. Committee.
Okay. Can we only go two at a time? Is that a Brown Act violation if we're all there?
Well, you will be going a couple, you know, at a time.
Okay.
Is Steve talking to us or is Steve talking to somebody else?
I don't know what he's trying to do.
No, I think he's cleaning the lids on his camera. Yeah, and there's probably flies on it or something. He's shooing them away.
I think Sheree's on the phone with him like he normally does.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So if we can have that on the thing.
This final thing is next meeting date and adjournment. So the next meeting date is Thursday, June 16th at 5:30. Is that correct?
Correct.
And we have lots of topics, so I guess we can figure it out from there.
Sounds good. And then someone needs to make a motion for adjournment.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
Second.
I second.
Moved and seconded to adjourn the meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you.
Just a note of reference. As a Brown Act committee, you all have to be notified and things have to be posted 72 hours in advance. So at this point, it's me. I'm sending out emails to each of you. Like I sent one Friday with a copy of the agenda and a copy. I had a copy of the policy sort of thing. And if there's something else, like if you're putting an outreach flyer together, I will end up sending you draft copies, putting the packet together for you. It comes under, you may not recognize it, general admin, because I'm only temporary part-time here. I don't have an email. So it'll be a general admin, and it's all, you are all blind copied so that you can't do a blank reply. That makes it a Brown Act meeting sort of thing. So you can email me directly, ask me any questions and that sort of thing.
Okay,
perfect.
Thank you. Anything else?
So you're now going to be working with
Bonnie.
Can I be on an email list for the irrigation committee? I'm on it for finance and general.
Well, if you're on, if you want to be on the general, because we send out a MailChimp. It's a general.
No, I've got my stuff, all my stuff on irrigation from Ray. Although I get email for everything else, I do not get it for the irrigation.
Well, you get, if you're on the district email list, you can sign up on the web. I also, 72 hours in advance, send out an email there, and it directs you right to, because everything will be posted on the web then, and it'll direct you right to the page where you can pick everything up. Because when I send them out, I also have to post it on the web.
I'm sorry, I lost the point. I can go on the web and copy what I want.
Yes.
Although sometimes my computer's a little stubborn. But I can't get on the email list to get the irrigation stuff, even though I'm interested in finding
it. If you're signed up for email lists, when she sends, she'll send out a MailChimp mailing that goes to all the people that are subscribed to the email list, and she'll do that for the irrigation committee in the future as well.
Everybody in the district who's signed up on email will get all the information.
Oh, I know that. I get all the emails. Yeah. But I don't
well, that will
irrigation.
Be one of them.
Well,
there hasn't been any.
Yeah, this is
this is.
I did send out a notice about the meeting change.
Thank you for
time
coming
change.
In.
That everybody should have gotten.
Well, the policy was
yes,
just.
Yes, I got that three times.
Draft for them to kind of receive, and then they're going to review it. So the next board packet will be attached to the agenda because they'll have notes where they're going to make a recommendation of accepting this policy, and then it's going to go to the board. The board will review it, and then either accept that policy as well, and then that'll be the new policy. So the next board pack will have, assuming all the agenda items for next irrigation committee meeting happen, it'll have the notices that go out, the information for each irrigation customer that they get initially, and how they're supposed to manage their irrigation water, and then an explanation of the season of how it happens. And then also the roles and responsibility policy will be attached as well.
And when we have our next regular board meeting, you get to be the one who gives what happened at the board meeting.
Okay. Happy, Ray.
Good.
This is
I can hardly wait.
This is why you job. Get paid the big bucks, like me.
Okay.
You should have taken notes. You had your chance.
I guess so. You can use the
just
minutes.
Just give them a general idea.
Yeah.
We're just getting started.
Yeah,
exactly.
I don't know, and I probably won't in the future either. So get used to it.
No pressure. Oh, and attached will be. The request from the attorney with the letter.
Perfect.
Let me make a note of that as well. Yes. I already sent the email to the attorney because I didn't want to forget.
So how are you
doing?
Did
all the ditch works though?
That was my guess.
It depends on which ditch you're on.
Yeah. The only way I knew him was through.
Well, I know there's separate lines, separate whatever.
Way back when we were both on the resource conservation
district. He mentioned you often.
Oh, did he?
Fond memory, you know. He liked you.
Okay, well, good, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, we're good?
I think we're
good.
I think we're good.
Out of here.
All right.
Okay, I have a question about minutes, honey.
I got to go turn off the
See, I like the way Ray, I like the way you ran that meeting.